Whoop-de-doo.
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's the name game, and Cassandra Welcher is this hour's name. Cassandra Welcher, you have until 4 o'clock to call 396-5477 and make sure you're eligible to win that Roll Tide cruise on the Carnival Valor, February 10th through the 15th. That's Cassandra Welcher. The number, 396-5477. Happy hour, ready to roll in just a few.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach, or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, we are enjoying this beautiful fall pattern. Look for another night of clear skies, chilly temperatures with jackets required. The overnight low temperature drops to about 47 by first thing tomorrow morning around dawn. Then get ready for another great day tomorrow. Very comfortable, low 70s again. Rain moves in again late Thursday night, probably when most people are sleeping, early hours of Friday morning. Then periods of rain likely from time to time Friday. We'll hang on to the risk of scattered showers over the upcoming weekend, highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the Johnson & Johnson Consumer Care Center. Please hold while I connect your call.
that forms a white bubble during the healing process. The bandage helps prevent the formation of scabs that can prolong healing and cause scarring.
Hello, thank you for calling the Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder Helpline.
Hello, yes, I'd like to find out more about the recalled baby powder.
I'll tell you everything that's going on as best as I know. How can I help you?
Am I at risk from using your baby powder?
Well, not as best as we can tell you're not.
Okay, well, if something happens, are you going to compensate me for my doctor bills?
Ma'am, we are going to do everything as best as we can to take care of you.
Okay, thanks. You were no help.
Well, sorry. I wish you as best a day as possible, and thank you for calling Johnson & Johnson.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
The big broadcast, Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Right here in my beautiful suit. Rosie is here. I'm your gracious occasional trucker and host, Greg Vidal. Welcome to the show.
And here they are.
Jeb.
Please clap.
Or Jeb exclamation point. I'll never forget what a great move, what a savvy move that was in 2016. Here's how we get people excited about Jeb Bush. We put an exclamation point after his first name. That really worked well, didn't it? That was quite the game changer.
Oh, my.
How's everybody?
Great. Good. No complaints here.
First, thanks to everybody that joined us at the pizza place last night. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks, and we're getting some great feedback, useful feedback, on both the morning and afternoon shows. Because I'm interested.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because I want to make sure that we're delivering what you want.
Did they give you the top five reasons why they love Delk and Tomlinson?
I haven't done that survey yet.
We're waiting.
I haven't actually done anything about people.
You're missing out. That's where the real feedback's going to be.
No, it's now. I've had people's names come up in some of the comments we received, like so and so was an a-hole and that kind of stuff, but not.
And by so and so, you don't mean like Jacqueline or Dana?
No.
Well, you know.
No, and I'm sorry that
probably
you even
say that.
Sorry that you even inferred that.
Yeah. You have to remember, Greg, in each one of our cases, we have somebody on the other side that is not our biggest fan.
Yeah.
So it happens. You get used to it.
Yeah. My dad wanted me to do what you do, not necessarily divorce. He just thought I'd be a good lawyer because I had good, I know what I was, sounded good.
You have good people skills and good communication skills.
You'd be a good lawyer.
Well, and you're persuasive.
Well, I put those skills of persuasion into other venues.
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
But we don't really want to go there. I had a little miracle today. I'm always last minute with my Boom magazine column.
I've noticed that.
No, it's true. I'll have it in early this month. I think if Jim Watson, who was the publisher, ever got my column a week ahead of deadline, it might kill him. The shock would kill him. So I wrote one today called Blast from Our Past, and I got it from an email that one of our listeners, I think his name is Bob Brown, sent, and it was just a collection of photos of toys and moments and stuff from childhood, many of which have slipped into the history books because
they're antiques.
Yeah, some, though, still work, like the cardboard box. You know, it's just one of those emails. You get them all the time. Remember this? Can you name how many of these people? Can you name that kind of thing? So I wrote it, but the focal point, the origin of the column was, it occurred to me that it was 20 years ago, I learned the miracle of sending an email. I had used computers for years to write. I even resisted those at first. What could possibly be better than an IBM Selectric typewriter? With a bouncing ball, and you could correct a mistake with one button. Look, and my 12-step sponsor at the time was a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer for the Sun Sentinel in Fort Lauderdale. He has since turned into a giant a-hole, but that's another story. Yeah, a couple of years ago, he turns up on one of my news feeds. I guess I never really knew what a flaming liberal he was. And he says, wow, so this is where washed-up radio personalities go to die, huh? And I'm thinking,
wow.
I handle it great. I said, I think you need a meeting. That's all I said.
Good for you.
Because he wrote for their Sunday magazine. Mm-hmm. That folded, and he just got pushed out the door.
Wow.
And I think he's bitter. I'm still doing what I love doing. Who cares? I'd rather be here than in that nut house 600 miles to the south,
mm-hmm.
where nobody in radio is having any fun.
But that's sad when you think about it. A Pulitzer Prize winning writer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hurt people hurt people.
Yes,
like, there's something going on with him that has nothing to do
Absolutely.
With Greg. And he has to own that. You can't.
No, and that's why I didn't say, mm-hmm. hey, when did you become a jerk or anything like that? I just said, you need a meeting,
mm-hmm.
which is code for, you don't sound very sober to me.
Right.
This what you just said is not mm-hmm. the thought of one who is mm-hmm. truly sober. Tables turn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I drove him nuts for a few years, so I guess I had it coming. So,
You used the
magazine.
IBM, yeah, the IBM Selectric.
Yeah, but I eventually, he was the one that told me you got to learn how to write with a computer because editing and everything is so much easier. And in the early 90s, I did. Bought my first computer in 1992 or 3 for home use. But I didn't know anything about the internet. I used to hear Rush Limbaugh talk about CompuServe. And blah, 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 blah. I didn't know what that was. What's a CompuServe? And then finally, just before I moved to Indiana, a friend of mine had taught me about online, what that was. And when I got to Indiana, of course, I was pining for somebody back in Boca. And we would talk almost every night for long periods of time.
On your AOL chat room?
No, on the phone.
Oh, okay.
And she talked me through my first email.
Wow.
And that, you know, we take all this stuff for granted now, but when you think about it, at the time, wow, because I love to write. I love to write passionate thoughts, sometimes even lurid thoughts.
Okay.
And I could do this and hit send, and she could have it 3 seconds later instead of hoping it would arrive in the mail in 3 days.
It was life-changing.
Mm-hmm. So I got one of those AOL discs. Jay does a random fact. Jay, if you're listening and you can remember what I'm talking about, shoot me a text. The number of CDs that
used
to have piles of those at Blockbuster.
I remember when you had to buy, and it had the time on it, the AOL CDs.
Yes, and every time they upgraded AOL, they put out a
new CD you had to go get.
And they came in those little tins.
Fox, cut the crap. 55% of people do not improve or support impeachment inquiry.
No, that's 55% of people that they questioned, probably.
Right. Last time, more than half the country wants him impeached and out of office. Right. They didn't bother to tell you that they oversampled Democrats by 17%. That might have made a difference. They're all in on it, man. Fox, they're all in on it. And they're going to get their asses kicked in 2020, and there's going to be riots and blood, because after this, that's all they got. They cannot win at the ballot box, so let's raise hell. Let's scream like babies. Let's shake our rattles and beg for our pacifiers. And if that doesn't work, then we're going to kick and scream and... Ugh.
I just think that the American population as a whole is just over all of this. It's just one thing after the other. I don't think the majority of people are even listening anymore.
I would agree.
They're sick of it.
One of the things we're learning in our little research on what do you want from this radio station is more happy and happy hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I was listening to a guy named Mark Simone today. He's a New Yorker and he's very funny. And he did a rundown on this lunatic field that the Democrats are gathering. Also learned that there's carbon capture technology out there that totally shoots down the whole climate change thing. That's not about climate. That's about control. That's about inflicting socialism. And, you know, They talk about Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York, who pulled salt off the dinner table at restaurants because he thought it was bad. That you shouldn't have that choice, or tried to tell you that you couldn't buy a soda more than 32 ounces.
Like, right, I have a problem with that.
I do too.
I don't think that was what the founding fathers had in mind.
Well, and I don't, the whole soda thing was comical to me because it was like you can't buy a 32 ounce soda, but then you could buy multiples of the smaller size.
You could buy 10 8 ounce sodas if you want.
Yeah,
to.
It's just, it's.
Who
it's
the hell
asinine.
Do they think they are? They got no business telling us how to run our lives. They can't even run their own lives, and they do a lousy job running the country. And when you look at it right now, based on the way what we're seeing and who's actually doing anything, there's maybe, and we talked about this with David Blackman yesterday, there's maybe 10 Republicans that are worth the time of day right now that are still fighting the fight. Everybody else, they make bold statements, and they know who they're talking to. They're appealing to their base, and then they run and hide, like Lindsey Graham, who has had some magnificent speaking moments but has accomplished nothing when it comes to dragging one of these deep state witnesses before the Senate Intelligence Committee. They haven't done squat. They're all in on it. I mean, there needs to be not just the re-election of Trump, but there needs to be a massive sea change in the population of Congress, because they are owned. They are absolutely owned, and they don't care about what you want or what you think they should vote for. They're going to vote their donors. That's their constituency. George Carlin started telling us this 25 years ago. That's why we play that clip called The Owners. And it's truer today than ever. They don't really care about you. We all need to understand that. And at that point, at 18 minutes after 3 o'clock, once again, our name this hour is Cassandra Welcher. In the name game contest, call 396-5477. So you have a shot to win that Crimson Tide cruise on the Carnival Valor next February. Georgia Floors Direct recently acquired the leftover inventory of a place that went out of business. Quality flooring, all types and styles, and dozens and dozens and dozens of room remnants. And now are turning around and offering that flooring to you at a lower than wholesale price. It's a really great time to shop at Georgia Floors Direct. You always get a wholesale price because they've been doing it that way for 50 years, but there are opportunities like this to come along where you can save even more. So see Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers and take a look, because you can have it installed by their people in time for Thanksgiving or Christmas if you want to spruce up a room or two or three. Georgia Floors Direct has a great Facebook page. You'll find them on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination for half of a glorious century.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Theft Crime Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that?
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Buy tires, expert service, Tire City.
Sale ends October 31st.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're right down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. We're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, and grilled. We rent out pontoon boats. You can come out and check out this beautiful Alabama River. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. And we also have an RV park that's up and running now. That's right. You can bring your camper, your big bus down here and stay for a while and enjoy the river, eat some good food, listen to some good music on Sunday afternoon, because that's what's going to happen this week. With John Nemeth in town, that's right, the man with the golden voice. John Nemeth and the Dreamers will be down here at the Capital Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. So you need to check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. There's a menu to tell you about everything going on down here, a music menu, and information about the pontoon boats, and information about the RV park. So everything's lined up for you to come down here and have a good weekend with us. We're going to cook you up some seafood and a good time. So come see us soon and come hungry.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Just in time for the holidays and in plenty of time for holiday guests, the Home Depot takes the floor and covers it beautifully with the latest trends in stylish area rugs and mats and low prices that'll fit any budget perfectly. Plus, right now get free and fast delivery right to your door. You can take it from there right to your floor. Free delivery on the latest area rugs and mats for the holidays. Visit the Home Depot or HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Spooky activities for kids aren't for you. This year, visit the haunted house of adult fears. You'll encounter personal anxieties, delusions, jealousies, the pushing of emotional hot buttons. Don't blink. At any moment you could face thinning hair, adult acne, a younger colleague gets your promotion, walk in on an extramarital affair, a neighbor gets a really nice new car, reading glasses, corporate down. Sizing. You're dropped by your insurance carrier. Your kid is getting her license. In-laws visiting for a week. A plummeting 401k. Cabernet that's gone rancid. The tranny goes out on the beamer. Experience weight gain before a high school reunion. Bursitis that's flaring up ED. The Michael Bublé concert is sold out. Experience your worst nightmares. The haunted house of adult fears.
Open only during inconvenient hours in a crowded strip mall with expensive parking through Halloween. Don't miss it.
And if you walk through the House of Adult Fears and have stumbled on an extramarital affair, call Jacqueline here at 819-4810.
Nice segue there.
Duncan Tomlinson can help you. And if your 401k is plummeting, maybe you should talk to Brad McDonald at 387-0094.
Those were like some legitimate real fears that I have right there. Like not the walking in on an extramarital affair. I think I can handle that one. But I mean, some of those were, you know, the Cabernet going rancid.
Oh, the humanity. You take the cork out and...
All the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
I always envy people who knew the difference between Cabernet Sauvignon and Boone's. That was one of the things in the column I wrote today.
Depending on the night, I'll probably drink either one.
That nostalgia piece I wrote for Boone today, one of the pictures is of speakers at the drive-in. Now, you're very young. Did you ever go to a drive-in?
The swap shop.
Oh, yeah, the Thunderbird.
Hello. I used to love going to the swap shop in high school.
Yeah.
Not because of that. But it was fun. You got to go. And what we would do is a girlfriend of mine, her mom had like a big van. Yeah. It was one of those like hatchback type of van things. So we would like open the hatchback and we would all sit in the back with like blankets and snacks. And it was nice to be able to sit there and just, you could talk and still socialize and watch a movie.
The drive-in we used to go to, of course, you had two things on every pole. In the wintertime, you had the speaker for the audio and then the heater, which, quite frankly, was dangerous. You'd turn it on and these red coils would light up.
Oh, my. Like a space heater? Like one of those, you know? Like
on a cord, though.
Yeah.
Take it off the rack and you clip it, hang it off your window and these red-hot coils, you know.
Well, you had upscale drive-ins. We didn't have any. Of course, I was in California.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah, you had to have coils.
When it's 10 above and you want to go see a crappy B-movie for the sole purpose of advancing your
social life.
Mm-hmm. The knowledge of the opposite. Yeah, well, that was big screen TV in those days. And I always talk about the one we went to, the Sheridan, at 79th and, not Halsted, what's that, H Street? Damn it, it's going to make me nuts until I think of it. Anyway, it closed in the late 70s, I think it was, maybe the early 80s. Before they closed, they switched to adult movies. The problem was the screen was visible.
Yeah, from the neighborhood
do that
and
with
the
a drive-in.
Well, it didn't last long. After 2 weeks and dozens of wrecks, because people would glance up and see 80-foot breasts, it was just, you just don't expect to see that when you're on the road.
What were they thinking?
Of a way to survive, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Fun while it lasted. It was good for the local businesses around that intersection. Five rules for kids that adults love to break. Food rules. You want to tackle this one when we come back?
We can tackle it.
I never did follow up on the Mark Simone rundown on the Democratic field, but one of the best of many really good ones was the description of Elizabeth Warren, who from that horrendous pack of coyotes, at least for now, seems to have the lead. Described, she is the school teacher of your worst nightmares. With the glasses and the short hair.
And that shriek.
If you thought Hillary Clinton's voice could peel paint, Elizabeth Warren could sweep it into a pile and throw it away.
She's pretty horrible.
Awful.
It's true.
Can you imagine listening to that?
No.
Every day?
No.
For 4 years?
No. And she always sounds like she's ready to cry. What she tries to put into some type of passion play.
I feel like she's always yelling at me.
Yeah.
Like
the school teacher of your worst.
Just yelling
nightmares.
In general.
She's yeah.
She's always screaming.
Well, that's all they do. They have no ideas, no solution. In fact, we really don't have that many problems.
If you say it louder than everybody else, then you're right.
That must be the...
and repeat it often.
Yeah, just keep screaming it.
The same lie over and over and over.
I'm American Indian. Really loudly.
Well, that turned out to be not true. 1,024th Native American, you know, big chief, Elizabeth Warren. And yet the media... Do you think a Republican that was running for president and got caught with that would still be in the race?
No.
I feel like if I lied on my bar application, then the bar commission probably would have something to say about that.
Yeah, what's wrong with the state of Texas that they...
I don't know. I mean, I feel like if I was untruthful on my application, that gets me to the point of having to take an oath of truthfulness to a tribunal, that they would see an issue with that.
Or perhaps the schools that gave her free scholarship money or anything else because she claimed to be a member of an aggrieved group that she, in fact, had really no ties. Other than being told, well, your great-grandfather had high cheekbones. That really doesn't qualify, you know.
No.
Mm-mm. It's 3:31, Baumhauer's tonight after the show. We hope you'll come and join us. Joey and Jack had to postpone because Jack's not feeling well. So we'll try again for them in a couple of weeks. Next week, we'll celebrate Mrs. Ritterbuttle's birthday.
Yay.
Yeah. And who do we have on the line?
Jerry.
Jerry, we got just enough time to fit you in before the first traffic report. What's up?
I want to say thank you for taking me back to my childhood. When we lived in Chickasaw, we was coming back home from Christmas, and the drive-in out there in the 70s, they went to porn. And my mom's trying to reach behind the seat, closed mine and my sister's eyes, so we didn't see nothing.
I guess there were others that tried that too, huh?
Yeah.
I
just
want to
say thank you.
Yeah, no, you're sitting there at an intersection. You know how tall those driving screens were.
Wow!
Amazing. Thanks for the call, Jerry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I've talked about this several times, but I'm going to mention it a few more times. I've always believed that a Clark's Club membership pays for itself through savings on an efficiently running system, but I've never seen it in quite the stark example that I did on my last electric bill when September's came for the August-September billing period, and it was well over $500. This is crazy. They'd have been running very high anyway. I called up Clark's. They sent out a guy within the hour, Clark's Club members, urgent care service, and he discovered the problem. The outside part of the unit was sucking in grass during all that dry weather and was 90% clogged, so he cleaned all of that out. But the system had been running literally every single minute for months. So they did that at the very towards the very beginning of the last billing cycle, and when the next one came, it was down $190, even though the thermometer had not dropped to anything like the weather we're having now. It's important, and nobody really wants to shell out the bucks to replace that system. So do the best preventative step and call Clark's and get a membership at 277-2125. They got you covered on plumbing, too. Their people are amazingly talented, knowledgeable. You'll be very kind. But most important, they're great human beings, and you'll feel very comfortable with them in the house. Clark's vets everybody they hire and then drug tests on an ongoing basis, just to be sure. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004 at 3:34.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard between Lowe's and Home Depot just before Woodmere Boulevard. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Other than that, I-65 and 85 are looking good through downtown Montgomery. A few more cars are hitting the highway on Atlanta Highway, 231 to Wetumpka and 31 to Prattville. And, of course, we still got some school buses roaming around out there. Watch out for the school kids this afternoon. Your church bulletin will serve as your down payment for anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Bring your good credit and your church bulletin to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter and ride today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months, and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Panera has new breakfast wraps. And yeah, they're an easy on-the-go start to your day. But these are no microwave and go wraps. These are slow-smoked chipotle chicken egg and avocado go-getters. They're maple bacon eggy smoked Gouda bundles of portable bliss. And they all pair perfectly with our new cold brews. All this can be yours in an instant with rapid pickup. For breakfast that's fast, not fast food. Panera, food as it should be.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
Let's be real. Most smokers aren't looking for some overcomplicated vaping machine. That's why we created MyBlue. MyBlue is simple. Our pre-filled liquid pods mean there's no mess. One charge and MyBlue lasts all day. And with our range of flavors and nicotine options, you have a choice. MyBlue answers on what matters for smokers. Real nicotine satisfaction. And right now, try MyBlue for $1 at select retailers or MyBlue.com.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Birmingham police say they will charge two people in the death of three-year-old Camille McKinney. Her body was found in the landfill 10 days after she was kidnapped outside a birthday party. Police Chief Patrick Smith says 39-year-old Patrick Devon Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Arisha Brown will be charged with kidnapping and capital murder. Authorities haven't said when or how the girl died. The man wanted for the murders of his brother and sister in Macon County is now behind bars. Louisiana State Police and the U.S. Marshals arrested Aaron Guess yesterday. Guess is suspected of killing William Guess Jr. and Sharon Guess over the weekend in Notasugla. He is currently awaiting extradition back to Alabama. And Selma has a new fire chief. Christopher Graham was introduced during Tuesday's city council meeting. He served with the department for 24 years. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, we are enjoying this beautiful fall pattern. Look for another night of clear skies, chilly temperatures with jackets required. The overnight low temperature drops to about 47 by first thing tomorrow morning around dawn. Then get ready for another great day tomorrow. Very comfortable, low 70s again. Rain moves in again late Thursday night, probably when most people are sleeping, early hours of Friday morning. Then periods of rain likely from time to time Friday. We'll hang on to the risk of scattered showers over the upcoming weekend, highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You laughed at the eye pokes. You howled at the face slaps. And now you'll scream in terror. It's the Three Stooges House of Horrors.
Hello.
Watch as Mo turns homicidal.
Remind me to kill you later.
Is this gonna hurt?
Of course not. I won't even feel it.
Oh, thanks.
Gasp as Larry is stricken by the mummy's curse.
I can't see. I can't see.
What's the matter?
I got my eyes closed.
Whoa, Mo!
And laugh as Curly marries the bride of Frankenstein.
Join hands, you lovebirds.
It's the Three Stooges House of Horror. Scream as Larry pretends to be a ghost. howl as Curly reveals he's been bitten by the evil vampire Count Circumstance.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
And marvel as Mo tells Curly how to fight a werewolf.
Well, use the axe.
Whoa, the axe. Give him the axe. Right in the neck.
Visit the Three Stooges House of Horrors, and you'll be saying... The Three Stooges House of Horror at the corner of Nitwit Avenue and Moron Drive. Knuckleheads get in free.
I have a question for...
Jake Quellen.
Oh, I'm sorry, wrong pot.
Yes, sir. He has to turn my mic off because I say inappropriate things
sometimes. No. I just had my head up my ass. I'm sorry. It happens. Guys do that.
It's probably a precaution. He doesn't want to have to hit the button.
Will you allow young Steven the natural male rite of passage to enjoy the Three Stooges?
Absolutely.
What a great mom.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it in so many other ways, but...
I mean, absolutely. Why not?
I will come over. I have the whole box set.
I wish you would.
The morning crew gave them to me, and I'd had other Stooges stuff, but... I could spend a weekend at your house.
You could come, and you and Roz could come and pop it in the DVD player, and you and Steven and Roz can sit there and watch it all weekend long.
Now, that's
a weekend to remember.
I'll make keto-friendly snacks.
That's my idea of a great weekend. Got some legal stories we would like to get your opinion on.
That's what I'm here for.
One of them is... Why won't this... stay up? This California congresswoman who apparently was married but was having a lesbonic affair with a staffer. And where's the media on these? Aren't they the moral bastion for all of us that we should, you know, these are the people that, you know, Representative Katie Hill fights back and claims she was involved in romantic throuple. Well, apparently she was because I saw the pictures.
Yeah, but some people, even when you look them dead in the eye with the evidence, will still deny it. And that's why we have judges, because my job is to put forth the evidence, whether you're going to acknowledge it or not. The judge is the one that is, you know, they will make the ultimate decision as to who's telling the truth. Is the demonstrative evidence of the photograph or the video telling the truth, or is... the person having the extramarital affair, the one who's not being quite honest.
Apparently the way this works out, it says on foxnews.com, not that I trust them any more than CNN these days, that she had developed...
Oh, the abusive husband.
Yeah.
Trying to embarrass her.
Right.
I find that, and I mean, I'm obviously a female, but I would think that if a husband wanted a divorce and was trying to embarrass his wife, that would not be what he would come out with and say, because that's embarrassing for him, that not only is your wife having an extramarital affair, but it's not another man, it's actually a woman. I mean, for a man, a lot of our clients, we've been in that position before. It's a whole other different emotional turmoil that men suffer from.
But we're not allowed to have that. Aren't we supposed to be open-minded and accepting of all these deviations?
Well, surprisingly enough, up until recently, the courts in Alabama wouldn't really consider a relationship between two females an affair.
Oh.
Because the way that the statute was written, they looked at it like it had to be... Or at least maybe it wasn't verbal, but I've run into issues where because it wasn't another man, it wasn't truly an affair.
Considered inappropriate.
Yeah, it might have been in bad taste. It might have been bad form. It may have been, you know, post-divorce or post-filing bad behavior. But in reality, an affair is an affair. You know,
I don't think they could conceive of that.
But was it adultery? Did it fall under the statute for what adultery is in the state of Alabama? And some judges would say no, which is weird to me. Like, if you're having intercourse with somebody that's not your spouse, male, female, or otherwise, it shouldn't matter. It's still, it's still a relationship outside of the covenant and bonds of your marriage.
Right.
But, of course, the crazier her story gets, the more it endears her to her constituents in California, where this is normal.
Well, she knows her audience.
I guess
it makes her more relatable.
The pictures were not what I would call provocative.
I'm going to have to look at these pictures here. Oh, goodness.
While you're looking those up, I'm going to... And we're going to talk about five food rules for kids that adults love to break. I think we all have some of those. And there was some other stuff I was going to bring up this afternoon. But I am trying to sail a new course with this show. Aren't we hearing a lot of let's put the happy back in happy
hour? Yes.
At these focus groups. You know, I do value your input, and we will have some of those surveys tonight at Bomb Hours, right?
We will.
And if you would like to have a voice in what goes on here, morning and afternoon, please stop by and join us tonight at 346 Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, an amazing company that's devoted to restoring choices to people, many of whom have served our country, protected our precious freedoms, and paid a price, which will have lasting effects. Sometimes more severe in the short term with long-term hope. Sometimes they're permanent. Nothing can be done. But whatever the situation, Gulf States Mobility assesses and begins the process of making life livable and as normal as possible. Everything from ramps and rails, chairlifts for stairs so people don't have to leave the home they love, but now putting people in charge of their own schedules again because they've restored the driving option with new digital voice command technology vehicles called the VIMS, which they equip and sell at very friendly long-term loan arrangements at Gulf States Mobility. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. It is the Edison Lighthouse of the state of Alabama because it's a house of invention, one client at a time. 514-6590 is their number. Please look them up and like them on Facebook.
Bling, bling, bling. Nothing makes her smile than that bigger diamond. Yeah, it's Lyle here from Margarita's, and we got the diamonds. We got real diamonds. We don't have man-made diamonds. We got real diamonds that have been made for billions of years ago from the earth. It's brought to you specially, and we do it for you with the highest quality and at the lowest price. We mix it all together. How do we do it? Because I have so many years of experience and our connections are unbelievable industry. We're partners with De Beers. Direct from the mines to you at Marguerite's. Come see us. Thank you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Oh, begging your pardon. I was so focused on where we were going next. Since I don't have anything pasted in, let me play this very short clip. I mentioned earlier in the hour that we have maybe a handful of Republicans who are working for us, who are looking out for the truth when it regards our president and the bull crap that the Democrats are pulling with this phony impeachment inquiry. And Jim Jordan spoke his piece today. Here's a guy, I'd love to vote for him for president one day.
For what purpose does a gentleman from Ohio seek recognition?
House, 1 minute, Madam Speaker.
Without objection, the gentleman
what
is recognized.
What are the Democrats hiding? What are they hiding? Trying to impeach the president of the United States 13 months before an election based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge, who has a bias against the president, who worked with Joe Biden, who wrote a memo the day after the call, and then waited, and he described the call as frightening, scary, but then he waits 18 days before he files the complaint, and who does he run off and see during that 18-day time frame? Adam Schiff, the guy who's running this secret process in a bunker in the basement of the Capitol. What are they hiding from the American people? Americans get fairness. They understand it. And they instinctively know that this secretive process is not fair. 435 members of the House representing over 300 million people in this country, and only one of them, Adam Schiff, knows who the guy is who started this whole darn charade. Adam Schiff's the only one who knows. Why don't the rest of us? Why don't, more importantly, the 300 million people who we all get the privilege of representing, why don't they know who the people are who started this whole darn process that the American people see through? Americans get fairness. and they know this is instinctively unfair.
Now, you know to go.
Yeah.
That was great. Jim Jordan, representative from Ohio, he's not interested in his what his donors want him to say. He's out there fighting the good fight, and there are so few like him. We were talking with David Blackman yesterday about the people that wrote in on the Tea Party way, back to constitutional conservatism and the fundamentals, and stop with this regulating every aspect of our society. And they went into D.C. and they got sucked into that swamp. And I don't know what happens. We don't get much information about who gets to them. But I have a feeling it starts with somebody like John Boehner, who was speaker when Martha puts his arm around her shoulder and says, "Now, Martha, if you want to really serve your constituents best, you got to get on these important committees. You got a couple of military bases there in Alabama, and you want to make sure the funding for those stays in place. So I may need a vote from you to go a certain way at a certain time. Can I count on that?" And then, of course, they are so sucked into the D.C. culture, they forget where they came from. And I remember exactly how many days before the election, she comes out and condemns Donald Trump.
And it was very close.
Yeah,
like, it was. Within days.
And it almost cost her the seat. And Too bad it didn't. It would have been an eye-opener for everybody else in that chamber that we are paying attention. But now she's leaving Congress, who knows for what? Maybe a Senate run? I'm hearing stories that Jeff Sessions may run for his old seat. I would not mind terribly. He's certainly better than what we have now, Doug Jones. Oh, my God. And Richard Shelby, who seems determined to stay in the Senate until he's 115 years old.
Well, and Troy King, there's stuff on Facebook about Troy King running.
Troy King?
I believe so.
Troy King couldn't reclaim the nomination for Attorney General.
Troy King for Congress.
I think there is a... I like Troy King, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is... He's fighting something that you can do a little about, and that is a fatigue with familiar names. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think... But then it's like a double-edged sword, because if you want to go against the names that you know and the politicians that you know are in office, you're taking a chance, because then you get these unknowns. What are they going to do when they get in office? Or are they going to know what they're doing when they get in office? Are we in a better position with the crap that we know, or do we, you know, play political roulette and throw the dice and see what kind of newbie we get in there and what they're going to do? It's like a wild card.
I've wanted to run. I want to be the crazy congressman. I want to be the one that jumps on the table and says, "What the is going on
Dana
here?"
Dana and I will do your PR. We'll go on the campaign trail with you.
The best part is, I've spilled the beans on every bad thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Oh, you didn't you used to do drugs? Yeah, you know what? I got sober, and that gives me better insights than most people on how to solve the problem.
Exactly. Next. Can you say that on the air?
Well, probably, but why take a chance? I like this job, and I kind of need it for a while longer. I've got a goose and a family of three to feed, so... but everybody listening on the app heard it. And they were probably applauding.
That's the first time you've ever had to push the button, and I didn't even do it.
In your presence.
Yeah, in my presence.
Someone called wanting to know information about haunted houses, and I said I didn't know any, but you have been on the haunted tour.
Oh, it's Zubu.
Zubu.
Is that scary, or is it appropriate for kid, like little kids?
They have stuff for little kids. I think Steven's probably a year or two young for the haunted hayride.
I don't do haunted hayrides because I'm a big old sissy.
Well, they used to have a train. They used to have a train that ran, and that was fun. I did that a couple of times, took the kids out there. As far as haunted houses elsewhere, I'm not sure.
Wasn't there a trip? You got into a limousine, and they took you around the city?
That's the hearse tour, the haunted hearse tour.
That's right. Shannon Fontaine's Haunted Hearse. It's on Facebook. Look it up. It is so much fun. And I keep talking to Shannon, hey, we got to, you know, the morning crew, we'd like to go out on one of those sometime and you know, take a listener, a couple with us. You learn more about Montgomery history from the haunted hayride than you do going to one of our public schools. Well, you learn history, but it's all bad. You know, I'm like, well, we were there.
So somebody could Google haunted Hearst.
Yeah, it's the Hearst. Haunted Hearst tours in Montgomery. Hold on, I can do it.
Can you tag me in that so I can put it on my page?
Yeah, you can put it on your Facebook.
But you ride around in a hearse that Shannon has converted to seat people in the back. There used to be many dead bodies that were in that hearse. Yeah, people in coffins.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
And he takes you to places that have the legend of...
Nope.
Spiritual. Yeah, it's
pretty cool. He's not taking Jaqueline anywhere in that hearse, I'm telling you right now, but...
We loved it. I've been in a couple of times.
I would pee my pants. I just can't do it.
Especially in the dark of night.
Yeah, haunted. Yeah, it's the haunted horse tour here. I'm going to send it to you, and then you can tag the peeps.
When you are out in the old rail yard where a man was murdered and nobody was ever convicted of his death.
So check Greg's Facebook if you're interested in the tour.
Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. You cannot get a haunted hearse there, but you can get a car for under $10,000.
Thank you.
Deliver you thousands of reliable driving miles.
Did it come through?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
You are a goddess. And I will get that on Facebook during the top of the hour news break. I mentioned cars under 10. Jack Ingram, the family of dealerships, takes in, thousands of cars over the course of a year, but very few are put on the lot for resale with their name on the back because they just don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. When you go to the website for Jack Ingram SignatureUsedCars.com, take a look at the vehicles there. They're stunning. They're beautiful. The bodies are in great condition. They've had good vehicle histories. The interiors are clean and pristine, and the engines have been vetted by the Ingram mechanics, so you can buy with confidence. And there's some unbelievable choices in there. Under $7,000. Never mind under $10,000, but under $7,000. And these cars are clean, immaculate, and ready to ride. If you've had credit issues, Tip Thames and his team can help you with that. They've got over 20 financing options, so don't let bad credit stop you from getting good wheels. Jack Ingram is a 235 Northeastern Bypass, and you can shop online at jackingram.com at 358.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on the Eastern Boulevard between Lowe's and Home Depot just before Woodmere Boulevard. Looking at the sky cams, we're seeing some movement there, so I don't think there's a lot of a backup or slowdown, but use caution in that area for the next little bit. I-65 and 85 looking good, as well as 231 to Wetumpka. 31 to Prattville is wide open right now and doing fine. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon out there. Be nice to your fellow driver. And Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss 50-cent chicken wings during Monday night football. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter, and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.